This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Acts here. We're picking it up in chapter 5. We're picking up the remnants here after what happened when Ananias and Sapphira chose among themselves to lie to the Holy Spirit, ultimately lying to God, as they lied to the Apostle Peter about what they did from the sale of their proceeds. You see, well, we'll get to that here in a minute. More information on this ministry. Once again, this is WGOD Radio. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, either one, at WGOD Radio on Twitter, Facebook, WGOD Radio. You can follow us. These programs are uploaded there on the website as soon as they're recorded. Matter of fact, the website is WGODradio.com. I'm the pastor of a church here in Brevard County, and that would be Island Community Church. Many of these sermons that you hear on this radio program as well emanate from that church there. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you sometime, some Sunday morning at 10:30, as well as Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. And we're in the book of Acts. We're just a couple chapters ahead. We are into chapter 10 at church Wednesday nights at 6. Now, let's pick it up here. Let's see where we left off here. Well, we just saw the death of Ananias. We saw the death of Sapphira. And it leaves us here with this verse 11. It says, "And great fear came upon all of the church and upon as many as heard these things." You know, I'll tell you, rumors start fast, don't they? I could imagine this. Not only did great fear fall on all those who saw it, but it says great fear fell on all those who heard it. Can't you hear the now? The psst, psst, psst. You would not believe what I heard about. Did you hear what happened to Ananias? And the women speaking and the word spreading around the church and around everywhere. Did you hear what happened to Sapphira today? She lied to the Holy Spirit. Peter says, "Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much." And she said, "Yea, for so much." Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth. They buried her beside her husband. And great fear came on all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Now, this is why I've been saying to you that the book of Acts is a historical book. The miracles that took place then were at the start and the founding of the Church of Jesus Christ and aren't for today. Because if these things were for today, the Church of Jesus Christ would have a lot less people in it when people dropping down dead for lying to the Holy Spirit today. We don't see these kind of things today, and we don't see people selling everything that they have and giving it away and giving it to the church, because this was a historical thing, and it doesn't happen anymore today. And it can't happen today because there's no apostles for you to lay the money from your car, your house, your color television set, and everything that you have. There's no apostles for you to lay it at their feet, because the last apostle went out with the apostle John, because an apostle was someone was sent with a message. And the message was he could tell you the color eyes of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, because he saw him in person. Now in verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest, they dared not join them himself to him, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. This, again, is another sign of a true and genuine apostle. Now, Paul, in defending himself to the church at Corinth, said this. He said, truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So not only did you have to be an eyewitness of his resurrection, but these incredible signs and wonders needed to be evident in your ministry as well. Okay, again, verse 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were all, and they were healed, every one. Now this from Acts 19:11, it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out from them. Man, what an awesome thing, the way that the Holy Spirit worked through these apostles. From reading this, I would guess that even with the handkerchief or apron upon someone that was sick, that just the mere presence and the anointing of God was more than any demon could stand. And they left the people. They departed the person that they were possessing at even an apron or an handkerchief from one of the apostles on a sick person. Awesome thing, the way that God used these people. And these indeed were the signs of the true and genuine apostle. See, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. You see, these kind of things needed to be evident in an apostle. And the Lord said to the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, it says, you tested those who say that they are apostles and were not, and found them to be liars. You see, these were the kind of things that were tested. These things right here, the things which were done. Paul's handkerchief, Peter's shadow, being in their shadow, having his handkerchief on you, caused the demons to run away and tremble. And because that was a place they didn't want to be, because the Spirit of the Lord was with them. One last point, too. It also noticed that every one of them were healed. Every single one was healed back then. Now, what is Solomon's porch? Well, Solomon's porch was the part of the temple complex built by King Herod the Great in an attempt to strengthen his relationship with the Jews. Now, a colonnade is an entrance or a porch which is supported by columns. And again, verse 13, it says, the rest of these people, it says, they dared not to join. You see, no hypocrite or unbeliever dared to join the Church of Jesus Christ. Think about that. No one else dared to join the church. So in your opinion, what's God's opinion regarding having tares in your church? He didn't care too much for it, did he? You saw what happened here. When people that are going to be in the very first church at the crime of lying to the Holy Spirit, God killed them and they died on the spot. The Lord would have no part of this. If he had his way, there are no tares in the church, no evil plants in the church, no wolves in sheep's clothing in the church. This is not the way he wanted his church to be. People misunderstand what church is. People misunderstand what the word means and what the church is. The very nature of the word ekklesia means called out ones. The Greek verb klesis means to call. Ek is the preposition out of or from. The whole idea of the church is that you and I are called out of this world. As we read in 2 Corinthians 6:17, God says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." The whole idea of the church is that we're called out of sin. This is my rub with homosexuals that insist on being a member of the church. No, you don't understand. You don't understand what church is. You can't continue in sin and be a member of the church. 1 Corinthians 6:11, 2, Paul says, "And such were some of you." He didn't say, "And such are some of you." He said, "And such were some of you." God's called us out of that sin. You can't be an ongoing practicing homosexual and be in the church. Neither can you be a practicing wife beater and be in the church, or a reviler, or a slanderer, or a drunkard, or a liar and be a member of the church. God's called us out of that. We're going in the other direction now. You know, Paul said those that are going according to the course of this world, it's like a mighty river, like the Nile in springtime, going in one direction. And God's called us out of that. He's plucked us out. He has snatched us out of the fire and he set our feet upon the rock. And now we're going in the other direction. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. All who follow after me will not walk in darkness," but he's going the other direction from the world. You can't continue to do those kind of things still and be a member of the church. We're called out of that stuff. We're called out of a sinful lifestyle. We're called out of living in sin. And we're going in the other direction now. Praise be to God. And he gives us the strength. We've got the Holy Spirit. You and I have got the very same thing in us that caused demons to leave people when Paul's handkerchief was on them, because you have got the same Holy Spirit in you. Demons tremble at you too. They tremble at the sight of you. That's why people don't like you for no reason. That's why people, wherever you go, would want to kill you because of what's inside of you, friend. That's why if you were at a school somewhere, they'd try to kill you, or in a mall or a shopping center. You see, people seek out Christians to kill them. Why? It's because of what's in you, because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And there's invisible beings out here that hate you because they hate God. It's a spiritual fight and a war going on. But don't be walking in sin anymore, friend. Start going the other direction. You are called out of that stuff. Let's you and I walk in holiness today. Now, we'll be back again tomorrow with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.